This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
167 new cases of COVID-19 in El Paso County. That number similar to what we saw over the weekend and just above numbers we were seeing 3 months ago right before the start of the late October case spike. Pueblo County reporting 41 new cases and one death in the past 24-hour reporting period. Those numbers also a bit higher than what was reported 3 months ago before Pueblo City enacted that curfew and the county moved to level red on the COVID-19 risk assessment dial. Teller County keeping cases low, reporting just one new case in the past 24 hours, and Fremont County seeing a drop in cases as well, down to 12 new cases and one death in the past 24-hour period. Statewide positivity rate currently sitting at 6.4%. State leaders say that that needs to be below 5% before the economy can fully reopen. The first COVID-19 vaccine drive-through in Pueblo opened for people 70 above this morning. However, before the clinic even began giving out those vaccinations, health officials in Pueblo County said that they'd reached their quota and asked people not to come to the clinic. Rosie Barth waited for hours and didn't even receive a vaccine. She just wanted to make sure her mother got that vaccination.
Everything is crazy during the whole COVID thing, and even the testing to get tested was just craziness. And so with her being older, and with technology, we didn't know what to expect. So
we just wanted
to make sure she was able to get it.
Now, the first person to receive their vaccine got in line around 2:30 this morning. That was more than 6 hours before the clinic opened. Today, the largest school district in the region, Academy School District 20, welcomed elementary students back into the classroom, but middle and high school students will have to wait until next Tuesday before transitioning to a hybrid learning model. District says that right now there are no plans to bring older students back into the classroom full-time. D20 families still can go completely online, and officials say they are hopeful that they will keep campuses open, but should case numbers rise across El Paso County, they may have to move all students back to e-learning. The director of an animal rescue in Colorado Springs is now facing felony cruelty charges. Joan Roof, director of New Hope Rescue, will be in court Wednesday accused of neglect. KRDO's Chelsea Brentzel said that these charges are related to puppies she had previously adopted out, and this isn't the first time Roof has been accused of animal cruelty.
Roof was charged back in August 2020 for animal cruelty, neglect, or mistreatment. But 13 investigates dug through court records and found it wasn't the first time Roof has faced animal cruelty charges in Colorado. El Paso County court records show Roof was charged with 9 misdemeanor counts of animal cruelty in 2014. Court records show she accepted a guilty plea without admitting guilt in that case and was sentenced to 6 months of unsupervised probation and nearly $4,000 in fines. Back in 2015, Roof also pleaded guilty and then withdrew the plea on a misdemeanor case in Pueblo.
That Pueblo case related to having a dangerous dog that caused death to another animal. Court records indicate she paid over $400 in restitution and court fees. Staying in Pueblo, where police are investigating a shooting that sent one victim to the hospital over the weekend, happened at a house on Fernroe Avenue on the east side of the city. Victim was banging on the door of a house saying that he had been shot. People living at that address called 911. Responding officers saw a car nearby and found that it was stolen. Police say the man inside the car had a felony warrant from El Paso County. He's facing charges related to that warrant, the stolen car, and owning a modified gun. 5 juveniles facing charges after what was called a riot at a Colorado Springs mental health facility. Police were called to the Cedar Springs Hospital on Saturday night because patients were reportedly overrunning the facility and destroying property. After taking control of the situation, police arrested 5 people that they called instigators. Charges include second-degree assault and harassment. A former Air Force Academy graduate is under arrest for his role in last week's violent protest at the U.S. Capitol. Larry Brock Jr. was arrested in Texas and is facing several charges, including knowingly entering a restricted building and disorderly conduct. Brock also apparently lost his job with a private charter airline that operates out of Fort Worth. Brock told The New Yorker over the weekend that he supported President Donald Trump and he believed the November election was fraudulent.
Staying mostly clear tonight in central and southern Colorado with temps down to about 16 degrees in Colorado Springs, 13 in Pueblo. A couple morning clouds for Tuesday, but really just a sunny day ahead with temperatures to about 54 degrees in Colorado Springs, 53 in Pueblo, with no chance of rain or snow through the day, and temperatures warm even further into our Wednesday into the mid-60s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postich, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.